Wolfner News, Fall 2019. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. Teen Writing Contest from October 15th to December 12th, 2019. Wolfner Library is excited to announce an expansion to our Teen Poetry Contest. In 2019, you can submit not only poems, but also a form of short story that consists of between 300 to 1500 words, known as flash fiction. The submission period is October 15th to December 12th, 2019. First place winners in poetry and flash fiction will get to choose either a Samsung tablet with a Bluetooth keyboard or an iPad with a Bluetooth keyboard. Visit wolfner.org/programs/teen-writing-contest or contact the Youth Services Librarian at 800-392-2614 to learn more about this program, obtain a release form, and, of course, submit a poem and or flash fiction story. Thank you to our friends of Wolfner Library for funding the prizes for this program. Adult Winter Reading Program, Exploring American Regionalism. Patrons selected American Regionalism as the theme for this year's Adult Winter Reading Program by popular vote. We'll explore the nation by diving into the various regions of our country. You may choose to read a mystery set in New England, a Western exploring the Rocky Mountains, or learn about the flora and fauna of the Pacific Northwest. The challenge is simple. Read 5 books set in different geographic areas and earn a prize for participating. It's up to you, but we will help you along the way. When you sign up, we'll send you a log at the beginning of the program, in large print, braille, or electronic format, to track your progress. We'll also have some suggestions and preloaded cartridges available with ideas about how to fulfill your personal challenge. As always, reader advisors can also help record your progress or give you additional ideas about what to read. Our journey begins January 2nd and will run through March 9th. Registration will open on December 1st, 2019, and continue through February 24th, 2020. The deadline for submitting the books read as part of the challenge will be March 16th, 2020. From my perspective, fall always reminds me of the start of school and the start of great things. Here on the Wolfner staff, we are looking at ways to improve our patrons' experiences. Great ideas for improvement from patrons and the staff here are being considered and tried. As a network library of the National Library Service, we strive to provide great customer service while circulating books and magazines in braille or audio formats, delivered by postage-free mail or by download through BARD. Join us for programs, book clubs, the winter reading program, and just plain good books. Our readers' advisors are looking forward to working with you. Why not give yours a call? From your perspective, this is a wonderful program, and she spent many hours enjoying audio books. Pat from St. Louis. several requests for the Ashes series from William Johnstone. Wolfner sent this request on to the National Library Service for their list to be narrated. One of the other state's recording studios has started production of the series. There have been multiple requests by patrons for books on those already blind learning skills used by the blind, as opposed to all NLS ones being more textbooks for rehab teachers. This request has been sent to NLS. This service has basically changed her life, since her poor vision has caused her to give up reading and most of her television. Pam from Trenton, Missouri. Just a note to thank you for your selection of books on tape. I am on the fifth one, and I like them very much. Jerry from St. Joe. Enjoyed listening to the book by Senator John Ashcroft, Lessons from a Father to His Son. Appreciated the many comments I have received about the Wolfner volunteer, John Wegman, who read my most recent book, Breaking It Down and Connecting the Dots, Creating Common Ground Where Contention Rules. Thanks to Deborah Straub for making this happen. Peter from Columbia. Thank you so much for all the wonderful years. My mom listened to so many books, brought her a lot of joy. Reading books was a blessing. Clara from St. Louis. I hope that more people join us in the book club. There have been a few books that I didn't care for, but that didn't keep me from participating. The format is good. I also enjoy the winter reading challenge. Greg from St. Louis. Francis, Kansas City, says our books have been a lifesaver to her. Book club announcement. All three book clubs will be on break for the holidays. The clubs will resume in February. Books from Xavier Society for the Blind. The Xavier Society for the Blind has completed the conversion of their collection to digital talking book format. The Xavier Society provides more than 1,500 Catholic reading materials in audio and braille to the blind and visually impaired, free of charge. For more information, or to register for their services, visit their website at xaviersociety.org or call 800-637-9193. New Patron Workshop. On November 14th from 2 to 3:30 p.m., Wolfner staff will be hosting its second quarterly New Patron Workshop on our conference call line. To participate, please call Wolfner Library at 800-392-2614 and ask for Amy, or email amy.nickless@sos.mo.gov to register. Registered patrons will be given the conference call number. Following an overview of Wolfpack and Bard, all questions will be answered. Registration is limited to 25 patrons. A Universe of Stories. 110 Wolfner Library patrons participated in this year's A Universe of Stories, Youth Summer Reading Club. 68 patrons completed the program, reading a total of 288,688 minutes. The Friends of Wolfner Library funded the program prizes. Congratulations to all who participated and completed this year. The 2020 Summer Reading Club slogan will be Imagine Your Story, with a focus on world mythology, fairy tales, and folklore. Volunteer Profile. Naomi Vetter became a Wolfner volunteer in September 2012. She began as a monitor and liked working in the recording program so much that she now also serves as a reviewer. When asked if she had a favorite book she had worked on, Naomi responded, "John Drake Robinson's Coastal Missouri, and all his books on Missouri. So creative and funny." When asked if there were any books she hated, she replied, "No, although Variant did not end the way I had hoped. So at the end, the reader was left wondering. I guess you have to read the next book." Naomi worked at the Missouri House of Representatives as a legislator assistant for 23 years. Prior to that, she substitute taught in Jefferson City Public School System for a few years. When asked about other activities she enjoys, Naomi's response was, "Monitoring and reviewing at Wolfner is my favorite activity, but I also help with our church funeral dinners. In previous years, I volunteered as Cub Scout Den Mother, 4-H Club Project Leader, various school-associated projects, and sang bass in the heart of Missouri Sweet Adelines for 16 years. Naomi also wants to share that she and her husband Louis have 7 children and 5 grandchildren. Sadly, we lost a son in 2015. His 3 children are a blessing to us, our children having found places to live in the U.S. far from Missouri, gave Louis and me an opportunity to widely travel the U.S. We have also traveled to all 7 continents. I love Mark Twain's quote, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." This is so true. Her other hobbies include sewing, oil painting, yard work, bridge and other card groups, and traveling with friends when the opportunity arises. Naomi concluded, "I really am enjoying retirement and am thankful for the opportunity to volunteer at Wolfner." New books from the Wolfner Recording Studio. Books for adult readers. Blue and Gray Cross Current by Suzanne and Dan Chilton. DBC 16306. Exploits of a Family in the River Bottoms of the South Central Ozarks During the Civil War. Bored Stiff by Elaine Veitz. DBC 16327. 12th book in the Dead End Job Mysteries series. The Code of the Hills by Nancy Allen. DBC 09755. First book in a new mystery series set in the Missouri Ozarks. The Golden Lane, How Missouri Women Gained the Vote and Changed History by Margot McMillan. DBC 16318. A History of the Women's March that took place in St. Louis during the Democratic Convention of 1916. Harvest of Blessings by Charlotte Hubbard. DBC 16317. Book 5 in the Seasons of the Heart series. I'm a Humdinger, and You Can Be One Too, by Jean Carnahan. DBC 16328. Essays exploring the mysteries and delights of parenting and grandparenting. Lead Me Home by Teresa Hupp. DBC 16291. Caleb McDougall leaves Boston to follow the Oregon Trail, joining a wagon train in Missouri. Lessons from a Father to His Son by John D. Ashcroft. DBC 16316. Senator John Ashcroft writes about the values and spiritual principles he learned from his father. Missouri Mystic by John Mundy. DBC 09697. The author, an ordained Methodist minister, opens up to a mystical dimension beyond traditional Christianity. Molly Brown from Hannibal, Missouri, by Ken Marks. DBC 16293. Who knew that the unsinkable Molly Brown grew up in Missouri? Paris, Tightwad and Peculiar, Missouri Place Names, by Margot Ford McMillan. DBC 16312. A history of baffling, mundane, and hilarious names found in Missouri. Books for Younger Readers. MASL Award Books. Show Me Award Nominees 2019 through 2020. Be Quiet by Ryan T. Higgins. DBC 16336. Bruce's Big Move by Ryan T. Higgins. DBC 16335. Mark Twain Award Nominees 2019 through 2020. The Peculiar Incident on Shady Street by Lindsay Curry. DBC 16294. Joplin Wishing by Diane Stanley. DBC 16281. Truman Award Nominees 2019 through 2020. Lost Boys by Darcy Rosenblatt. DBC 16307. To Catch a Killer by Cheryl Scarborough. DBC 16298. Gateway Award Nominee 2019 through 2020. A Short History of the Girl Next Door by Jared Reck. DBC 16329. Children's Books. Class Picture Day by Margaret McNamara. DBC 16339. Emma has to wear an eye patch for her class picture for grades K through 3. Little Critter Sleeps Over by Mercer Mayer. DBC 16340. little critter goes to spend the night at a friend's house, where a butler opens the door. For preschool through grade 2. Missy, the Show Me Mule by Nancy Tominelli. DBC 16343. Introduces young readers to the state of Missouri through stories about the state animal on a big adventure. For grades 2 through 4. Public Outreach Events. 16th Annual Show Me Summit on Aging and Health, September 9th through 11th. Chateau at the Lake, Branson. Missouri Tech Fest, Kansas City, September 12th, Zona Rosa. Senior Forum, St. Louis City License Collector, September 20th. ADAM Annual Conference, September 23rd, Hannibal. Mocase, September 22nd through 24th, Tantera. MLA, Missouri, October 2nd through 4th, Kansas City. MCB, October 4th through 6th, Kansas City. Missouri Optometric Association, October 4th, Lake of the Ozarks. Senior Savvy Expo, October 11th, St. Louis. ILRC Networking, October 16th, Jefferson City. MOAER Conference, October 21st, St. Louis. Rehabilitative Services for the Blind, October 23rd, Sykeston. Children's Vision Summit, November 2nd, Jefferson City. Missouri School Counselors Summit, November 3rd through 5th, Tantera. Missouri State Teachers Association Conference, November 14th and 15th, Columbia. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. November 11th, 2019, Veterans Day. November 28th, 2019, Thanksgiving Day. December 25th, 2019, Christmas Day. January 1st, 2020, New Year's Day. January 20th, 2020, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Announcement. Wolfner is offering an author visit via conference call this winter. Wolfner is inviting a Missouri author whose book our recording studio has recorded and made into a digital book to speak with you. Stay tuned for details. Wolfner Library Staff Listing. Leslie Bowman, Director. LESLIE.BOWMAN@SOS.MO.GOV. Amanda McConnell, Public Services Manager. AMANDA.MCCONNELL@SOS.MO.GOV. Deborah Strop, Studio and Volunteer Services Manager, DEBORAH.STROUP@SOS.MO.GOV. Amy Nicholas, Adult Services Librarian, amy.nickless@sos.mo.gov. Lisa Hellman, Youth Services Librarian. lisa.hellman@sos.mo.gov. Lori Brown, Reader Advisor. A-through-C-O. lori.brown@sos.mo.gov. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. CP-G and WI-Z. brandon.kempf@sos.mo.gov. Jenny Ryan, Reader Advisor, H-through-L. ginny.ryan@sos.mo.gov. Diane Stark, Reader Advisor, M-through-R. diann.stark@sos.mo.gov. Carol Matthews, Reader Advisor, S-through-WH. carol.mathews@sos.mo.gov. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor, Institutions. megan.mccormack@sos.mo.gov. Wolfner News is a quarterly publication of Secretary of State John Ashcroft's office. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number. 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number 573-751-8720. Fax number 573-751-3612. Email address wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://wolfpac.sos.mo.gov. www.gov/MO1AOPAC/. End of Wolfner News, a quarterly publication of the Secretary of State's Office, Fall 2019. Read by Tom Collier in Wolfner Library Studio. Monitored by Joyce Boudria. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited.